You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church Hereford. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Right, there we go. Good morning! Good morning, good morning. Let me zoom in a bit so I can read it easier. How do I? Okay, it's not going to zoom in. It's fine. I don't need to read it, do I? Anyway. So the topic I'm going to try and bring to you is today, daily take up your cross. There are two places within Luke where Jesus calls us to either take up our cross or bear our cross before following him. One is in Luke 23 to 27, and the other is in Luke 14, 27. I'm going to be just tackling Luke 9, 23 to 27. So if you have your Bibles, or whatever other implements that you are using to read the Bible. And it should appear on the screen. Ha-ha, magics. So this is Luke 9, 23 to 27. So yes. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in glory, and the glory of the Father and that of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. Right. So, let's dig into this a little bit. So let's start at the, well, start. If anyone would come after me, so, and there's a preposition in this verse of, if you want to follow Jesus, here is a nice, quick and easy three-step plan. So it is, deny yourself. I don't have a slide. I should have had a slide, but oh well. Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow him. It's a very simple three steps plan. Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. So I'm going to try and unpack. Well, I'm unpacking take up your cross daily more than I'm unpacking deny yourself and follow me, because deny yourself to pick up your cross, you first have to deny yourself and to It'll work out. So take up your cross. I will just make an emphasis on your. It is take up your cross. The cross you are taking up daily is personal. You carry your own cross. There is one waiting with your name on it. So I've picked out three things I see the cross that we bear is. That's more less specific in the manner of, it's not, I'm pointing at sickness, illness or anything like that. I'm pointing at more, what does the cross represent in our lives? So I found three of those. So it helps you hold fast to your salvation. It is a lifting up of your surrender, and it is a practicing of faith. So I will delve into those three things separately. So first up, hold fast to your salvation. So, salvation. You can probably see why picking up a cross and salvation are linked. Because, again, Jesus was crucified on the cross, and it's by his death and his blood we are now spotless before God. So, Galatians 2:20 to 21 is a great verse of salvation, and it ties very nicely into taking up your cross. So it should appear, and it does. I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. So we are being crucified with Christ. Picking up the cross is a reminder of what has been done through Christ and the fact that my life is not mine, but it is his. We have been brought from slaves to sin into righteousness. You can have a look at Romans 6:18 for that. and the cost that salvation was brought with. And what a cost your salvation was brought with. There is great consideration and choice in your salvation. It was not a flippant, cheap purchase or digging through the bargain bucket. It was an intentional and great ransom. So taking up your cross daily is a reminder to what Christ has already paid once and for all, for all this, your sin and shame to be on his shoulders and judged upon him. So you can be seen blameless in the eyes of the Father. It is our salvation. His blood has paid for it all. There is no sin too great to be covered by his blood. So we are to take up this emblem and cling to it as a reminder of where we were and now where we are. As Paul says, we are crucified with Christ. Let's look at this reflection, or as we lift up our surrender to ourselves in Jesus. So that was hold fast to your salvation. Right. Lift up your surrender. Right. Let's have a look at what the cross is, in the sense of a physical cross and the historical context that comes along with it, and why it requires surrender to pick up, let alone walk with it. And I jumped a page too far. There we go. So, first up, the physical side of a cross. The crosses are quite big and heavy. It turns out they don't know exactly how big every cross was, but they estimate it to be 8 to 12 feet tall, which is quite big. I should have brought a tape measure, but 8 feet would probably be about there, I reckon. And then 12 feet would be double me, roughly. So that would weigh about 135 kilograms, if not more, if it was on the 12 feet side of estimates. So it would require a lot of effort to lug and pick up and to wield, without considering it's not just one piece of wood, it's two pieces of wood in a cross. So it would have been very difficult to carry. And of course, this is excluding the whole process of being crucified, which would be the beatings and everything else that would go alongside of it. So to carry our cross requires us to deny or surrender our physical well-being. And secondly, you're carrying a cross, you are a condemned man or woman. You're going to your place of death. It was your last walk carrying your cross. There was no turning back. You would either walk or be carried, dragged to your place of execution. In Jesus' case, he was unable to carry the cross, and so they press-ganged Simon or Cyrene into public service, as it very pleasantly says. So basically rounded up at sword and spear point and forced to carry the cross. So you have to deny and surrender any of your mental desires or your future plans, your desire to live. Everything else has to be put to one side before you pick up your cross. And thirdly, there would be a crowd of people who would come and see and watch. I'm sure we are all aware of public executions in our history and in within history of the world. It turns into a social gathering. People come, look, go see. It's not a pleasant thing to do or be a part of. And people would come, holler, hecker, mock the person who is being doomed to death. This happens to Jesus, Matthew 27, when his execution between 37 and 44, you have all these people going, if you're the Son of God, step down, save yourself. There's lots of mockery and everything else like that. So you have to deny yourself and surrender any societal position and adoration you might get before you pick up your daily cross. So there are physical, mental, and societal components to carrying your cross. All of these need to be surrendered or denied. You need to deny yourself before you pick up your cross. Your physical well-being, the avoidance of any pain, the self-assurance that one can live, there being an alternative, alongside any pride or sense of self-worth that you may have. It is why Jesus goes on in Luke 9, in 25 to 26. What does it profit the man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in glory and of comes in glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. So you cannot surrender unless you fully deny yourself, fully uncompromisingly so. You have to surrender yourself like Jesus did when he went to the cross. It is no easy feat. I am not perfect at it. I have to hold up my hands. There is many things that I think and plan and organize in my own strength, in my own mind, to work out, I want to retire in 10 years. What do I need to do? What are the little steps that I need to do to get to retirement? And all those fun things. I know I'm far too young to think about retirement, but it's a dream. I don't want to work. But yes, so to willingly pick up your cross and follow Christ, you have to fully surrender your life. Even the attempt, it requires faith and trusting in him that he has your best at heart. So that where we get to practicing your faith. So on the note of faith and trust, picking up your cross is a practice of faith. It is a declaration of your faith. That's the words. So Hebrews 11, 1 verses 3. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not yet seen. For by it the people of old received their condemnation. Commendation. By faith we understand the universe was By faith we understand the universe was created by the word of God, so that what was seen was not made out of things that are visible. So, picking up your cross is faith picking up your cross is faith in what is not yet, but is promised to be. It is not a blind faith, but is attested by other saints, both in this room, out of this room, and those who have gone before us and who will come after us. Taking up your cross is a step of faith in Christ, that he knows the plans he has for you, that no weapon formed against you shall stand, and that he works for the good of those who love him. And there are many encouragements, not just in the Bible, but testimonies are very helpful and very good in encouraging us to practice our faith. It's trusting and knowing the promises God has made and those that he has already fulfilled in his those that he's already fulfilled is incredibly important to knowing we are safe to pick up our cross, that he has us, despite all the things that picking up a cross means. We are to follow in his footsteps despite all the worldly negatives, because we know that our riches are in heaven stored where neither moth nor rust can reach. I have hit the silly thing again. There we go. So I am going to quickly grab the word daily, because daily is an important part of that, to pick up your cross, because it's pick up your cross daily. So it's not a one-off thing we do, nor is it a thing that happens every now and again when I remember it on a Tuesday. It is a daily thing. It should be part of our daily routine, like eating food, drinking water. We should be doing it daily. It should be a sustaining thing that we do. Jesus wants us to live by picking up our cross daily. So, what benefit do we reap from doing this daily? It's because our current human fleshy forms are forgetful, negligent, seeking comfort and security over seeking God. Picking up our cross daily puts those things to death daily, as we remind ourselves of our salvation, as we surrender our lives, and as we step out in faith. So we've picked up our cross. What are we to do with it? We've got a lump of wood on our back. What's the point of that? So we are to follow God or follow Jesus. Now, where that particularly is calling you at the moment, I don't know, because it is your cross, and therefore you're following Jesus with your cross. It's not, we're not all ending, well, we are all ending up in the same place, but where Jesus is taking you through at the moment is different for every single person, because he is a personal God. So we take up our cross to pursue our relationship as we run our race in the kingdom and the coming glory. So to pick up your cross, our goal is to walk with Jesus in his footsteps and seek his faith. All right, let's put a little bit of a bow on this thing. So picking up your cross is no easy feat. That is a willy-nilly thing done once and forgotten about. It should be a daily life-giving exercise that helps us cling to salvation as we lift up our surrender and lay down our lives. It's putting into practice our faith. But there is a reason that Christ told us to weigh it in, scroll up, Luke, whatever it is, 14:27, that he tells us to weigh the cost before picking up our cross. The reason he said that, it's not a natural thing for us to do. It's not something that we can do by ourselves. But it's not all doom and gloom. For we belong to God, and those who belong to God have his spirit in them. And if we have our spirit in them, our weakness is his strength, and his grace will see us through. 2 Corinthians 12:9-11. Paul makes it very clear, and my thing's gone. We are not alone in what our picking up of the cross. God walks with us. He is for us. He's not against us. We are to daily pick up our cross. I hope that was clear. Thank you.